This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
George Niang from our Atlanta Hawks is on the way. 15 minutes, he'll stop by. We'll get his opinions on what he thinks about this matchup with the Heat and what the Hawks are going to have to do to secure a win, Mike. This is not going to be an easy game. And Tyler Hero last night, man, I mean, look, Jimmy Butler is that dude, and he still is. You're seeing it with Golden State. There's playoff Jimmy, and we, you know, that whole nickname thing. But Tyler Hero, man, he put on a show last night, and they had, I'm talking about the Bulls, had no answer for him. I hope he is not as hot as he was last night when he comes in here tomorrow night against us at State Farm Arena. 7 o'clock, Mike Conti told you, 7:05 is the tip tomorrow. Normally these Hawks games are 7:35-ish or so, you got to get there a little bit early tomorrow for this matchup with the Heat. But we're going to talk to George Niang and some guy talk on the way as well. Hey, if you're just joining us, we've been talking a lot about the Braves today, and rightfully so. Took some phone calls earlier. The frustration is real. I mean, Mike, we heard it in our callers, you know, voices, and certainly their expression about where this team is. And some of you, you know, we just had one call. He said, look, I still hate that they let Freddie go. And it's funny, man. We are, you know, a few years removed from that, but people still feel that way.
Yeah, and you remember Freddie with Clutch. I mean, Freddie was part of 21. You know, we had a caller who brought up his point was, you know, the guys were paying the big money. They don't do jack. You know, that basically it was Jorge Soler, it was Jack Peterson, it was Eddie Rosario, which it was. Those are the guys with the big moments, you know, at times. But, I mean, you know, Freddie did have the big home run off a heater to beat the Brewers, and that was monstrous. And it's just, yes, we did look at the numbers. Acuna had an awful, again, it was best of five, guys. Remember, it was three games, and the Phillies beat us 3-1 in 2023. Acuna didn't hit. Austin Riley was really the only guys getting paid who got on base, along with actually Sean Murphy in that series. So Albies was pretty cool in that one. So Carl, the clutch thing, you know, that's what sometimes Mark Lemke is the guy that gets on base for you. Maybe it's not going to be, you know, Ron Gant. You know, it's funny how it works.
Yeah, yeah. And Money Harris, the guy called Money out and said he's got to stop calling himself Money. He's got to earn the Money moniker.
Now, I love Money Harris, but, you know, I've been kind of sneaking these comments in the last few days, and you kind of give me that eye. You give me the Carl Dukes eyeball.
Because I love him.
But Money's not he can't lead off. He's not a leadoff hitter. I know the leadoff hitter has changed. But again, okay, if you're going to be a leadoff hitter, then lead off with a home run. Be Ricky Anderson if you can't go. Well, Ricky can steal bases too. Okay, bad example. When is Money going to get it in gear? He's just been kind of scuffling.
When everybody else does. Don't point the finger at Money.
He's the table setter.
That's right. He's doing what he's expected to do.
Top of the order.
Nobody's hitting right now. Money, I got your back on this.
The best player on the team should be batting leadoff nowadays.
But I hear you. I mean, listen. It's hard when everybody's doing what is happening with this Braves team and you feel like you want to just point the finger at one guy. And nobody's doing anything, guys. I mean, literally. Right. The only guy that was is now sidelining. Let's hope he's coming back, and that's Ozuna. He's the only guy. Like, Ozuna was the only guy. At least I'm getting on base. At least I'm creating some hits. Like, and then he gets the hip thing, and now we're just hoping we'll get an update tomorrow from Grant about this as the guys get back to the ballpark. But, yeah, man, I mean, that's part of this, too. All right, more on the Braves coming up. Right now, though, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
All right, Jalen Walker, Mykal Williams, having a joint workout in Athens today. Many teams there, obviously. We talked about the Saints reportedly in attendance. They picked before we do, and the reason why we continue to say that is because we'd hate to see them get one of these guys. They may, guys. They're going to have an opportunity before we do, unless we move up or down. Right. And, Mike, you know, that's just part of it in our division. But there are a lot of teams interested in both Jalen Walker and Mykal Williams. And if things go as planned, and we got a lot of draft conversation planned for you next week, all right, leading into Thursday, we're going to be talking to all our draft experts. You name it. They're going to be on this show. And I'm curious to see if anything changes between now and then. Now, you're going to say, well, what could change? Listen, you're having these pro days, these workouts for various teams, teams inviting these guys in for one-on-ones. We know Mykal Williams was up at Flowery Branch. Mike, right. When I say things change, does a team go, man, I really like that kid. You know what? Maybe we do need to go and find a way to get him. That's what I mean. I'm not talking about whether they're first-round talent. Both of these guys are. It's whether a team falls in love with them enough, Mike, to say, you know what? We got to give up some draft capital. We got to get this guy.
Well, that's the thing. And I know that we brought this up the other day. It doesn't mean it's going to happen or it's gospel, because so many times drafts have been predicted to be kind of eh, and then all of a sudden you get three or four Hall of Famers. But Daniel Jeremiah's felt it's kind of a worker bee draft. That, you know, those superstars maybe don't exist. So unless you're going for the guy that you got to have under center, which gets us back to who's going to come up, and are we really going to have four quarterbacks drafted in this first round? Mm. You know, I mean, is the shuck stuff really legit with Louisville? But I just think the one guy I think Travis Hunter, and the great debate is how do you use him? And some folks are saying, well, yeah, man, of course I'd. Yeah, but do you have the balls to do it like that? Because the NFL, and everybody's talking a mean game, some of these guys, that's why I think the only guy that really utilized him the most, I think the best would be the brilliance of Sean McVay.
Okay.
Because you're not afraid to use him as a wide receiver. But that's the thing. How do you classify him? Some guys say he's a better wide receiver than defensive back. In which case, so what are you going to do? Are you going to start at wide receiver? You throw him in the nickel package? You know, or your dime package? I mean, it's kind of crazy, right?
It is. He's got great ball skills is the way it's been described, right? I mean, the deal is when the ball's in the air, his ability to track it is as good as anybody in the National Football League. And that's why he's able to do the things. There are a lot of guys, by the way, who used to play wide receiver and now play DB. Okay, and so if you're able to do both, there is a special talent that goes that way. But as far as the dogs, Mike, a couple of guys hitting the portal. Don't know how you feel about this. We got word Branson Robinson is going to hit the portal.
Yep.
And you talked about Tuggle as well, right?
Yeah, Nitro Tuggle, who was going to leave back in December, and then basically George said, please leave, after he got the latest fracas behind the wheel. Speaking of guys that shouldn't be driving like they were driving around Metro Athens, but, you know, around Athens-Clarke County. They also are going to lose Easley, the offensive lineman. Marquez Easley announced he's also in the portal. Dog Nation, our buddy Connor Riley reporting that earlier today.
Well, and again, spring game's done. You kind of know what your playing time may or may not look like as they get ready for fall camp now, and that's so far away. But, Mike, this is why this portal, I think, is important. If guys know what their circumstances are, fine, you can leave. But it also means that the schools are allowed to go into the portal and help themselves as well.
Man, I hate to be the broken record, but we're coming up on some of my favorite things today. You know, my weekly comment about Stacey Searles.
Okay.
Because, you know, Kirby's talked about it in interviews that, you know, he knew they're going to be younger at offensive line. We can debate how good the guys going to the NFL are or aren't. We talked about that the other day. But Georgia's got to replace four starters from last year.
It's a lot.
And we just said, whatever you thought Easley was going to be, you know, he got suspended. Now he's gone. He's in the portal. But, you know, now Kirby said this in the interview last week, we're not going to be as good on the line of scrimmage as we've been the last 3 to 4 years. Well, that's saying something when you got boat raced against Notre Dame in a game and everything was on the line, you know? So if you worry about Gunnar Stockton, I know you like to see Puglisi get his shot. I mean, you better be able to, I mean, I hope they can run the football. It doesn't do you anything to bring all these great wide receiver transfers in.
Can't protect.
If you can't protect.
So one of the guys that's going to the draft, Jared Wilson, okay, projected to be a first rounder, potentially. But again, he plays center. But Mike, this kid didn't give up any sacks in 511 pass block snaps last season. That's incredible. And to your point about what you're trying to replace, that is what you're trying to replace. And even these guys at times, not specifically him, but the line as a whole, got dominated. They got dominated at Ole Miss too, right? I'm going to tell you, Kentucky's defensive line got after them. There were moments in the season where you were like, What is going on? They can't block anybody. But these are the kind of guys, the guys that are going to go pro, the Tate Ratledges of the world, they are really good. And now you're telling me that there are other holes that you have to fill? So are you telling me Searles is not doing his job?
Well, you got guys that got experience, but what was the experience? You know, mop up? I mean, so again, Monroe, Freeling, Micah Morris, the guard position is kind of in flux for Kirby. Daniel Calhoun, Ernest Green, these are the guys. And, of course, Drew Bobo. I mean, you know, it's not nepotism. He's good.
He is.
You know, guys always kind of roll their eyes when they hear the Bobo name attached. But this is you don't have the depth. I don't think anybody in college football has that depth, but Kirby doesn't have the depth he had in 21 and 22 for the Natty.
No doubt. And by the way, when we talk about Stacey Searles, the point is when you are going to be your best, the offensive line shouldn't be a question. And if their head coach is talking about, well, we're not going to be as good up front, he's just being honest with you.
And Sam Pittman, he built that foundation. Luke built on it. And now I feel like you took a step back. I'm not the only guy who talks about the Dogs who feels that way.
I feel like we shouldn't be talking about this as much as we are. That's where I'm at.
Right.
This should not be a conversation. If you're talking about Georgia and as many guys now, certainly as Kirby's putting in the NFL, off the offensive line, certainly the defensive lines, that's an area where you just that's got to be a recruiting tool, and I know they use it, but – Mike, we should be talking about the O-line and, oh, they may take a step back. That's nothing that I think a Dog fan wants to hear, especially with the offensive skill guys that they have, and you feel like it's going to be a more explosive offense.
Right.
All right, meanwhile, SEC Media Days, guys, you're wondering? All right, July 14th through the 17th, it's here in Atlanta this year. And
woo-hoo!
Kirby's going to be
May I nominate Andy and Randy to do it?
What do you mean?
To go down there.
I think they're going to be down there.
Excellent.
Okay.
So we don't have to go, I guess, is the point.
Well, you say that, and then we'll be somewhere else, and you'll be like, we should have been at SEC Media Days.
I mean, if we have to be, yes, but you know the drill. It's sort of become this TV car wash,
yeah.
You know.
Kirby Smart's going to be speaking Tuesday, July 15th. Obviously, there'll be other coaches, all the coaches, but we'll have the full schedule. But that is official now, and it's going to happen here. You guys know they've been rotating that thing. I mean, it's been up in Nashville.
Down to Hoover for so many years.
Yeah, right. So it's coming back to the ATL, and look. I've always said we should be in the mix. We only have the College Football Hall of Fame here.
Right.
And we have the SEC Championship here every year. There's no reason why we shouldn't have the SEC Media Days.
Right. I sure hope that, the SEC work. I presume, our guys, our buddies with the Atlanta Sports Council, because you got to feel it, with Texas and Oklahoma, that Jerry wants to get his claws into that one. You know, Jerry World and, the Cowboys.
It's going to be good, man. I mean, the additions have been good for the conference. And, you have more opportunities to put more guys or more teams in the playoff. They are not, as we know right now, there's going to be no playoff expansion. It's still going to be 12. And so we can still argue about what that's going to look like next year. But, Mike, that doesn't mean that they're not moving towards that because they see the money involved. But I also think there are more pressing issues, like the stuff we've been talking about. I mean, like NIL, portal, all this stuff. If you ask coaches, that is a more pressing issue than adding four more teams to the college football playoff.
We talked about it earlier for guys who missed. You can always rewind on the Odyssey app. Put the app on your phone. You can use it in your car as well. You can always get what you want. But we were talking about Nico Iamaleva, and looks like, UCLA. And now everybody waiting to find out, did he get a dollar less than what he was making or was supposed to make in Tennessee? I don't know. See, I have no idea what UCLA football is supposed to be. It's always been in the shadow of USC. Even you got to go all the way back. I mean, to the 90s, when you really think about when they're really making some noise.
They've had some good players, but you're right. I mean, look, Chip Kelly was there, Mike.
Right.
He went there and it was like, okay. I mean, I'm going to go back to the NFL. And now, ironically, he is back in the NFL. I think with the Raiders, but yeah, man, I agree with you. I don't think that this is a game changing moment for UCLA football.
I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but football program, but
You know what? By the way, Oren, while I look up UCLA football over the years, Chip Kelly went 9-4, 8-5, and then left to be an assistant coach at Ohio State.
Yes.
Give me the full Megillah. For those who are new to the program, it's one of the pieces of audio. When we first heard it, we literally laughed out loud for 5 minutes. But it was Deshaun Foster at the 2024 Big Ten, you just mentioned SEC Media Days, Big Ten Media Days. And now let's hear from the coach of UCLA.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten.
What? Emblems?
We're a school that's won, 123 championships.
So you don't know?
This fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but
no,
our football program, but
okay.
We're in L.A.,
L.A. So UCLA.
It's us and USC.
Tell me more about your program. I'm fascinated. Sell it to me, Coach. Bring it home. Finish home. Big strong. Big finish.
I'm just basically excited. Yeah, that's it. Any questions?
Yes, question, LA Times. Coach, did you not prepare any notes for this press conference?
That's the best. That's the best. He just literally, I imagine he's looking around like, what else am I supposed to say? Well, I'm just excited to be here. Either right. way, I don't think this is, I don't think Nico going there, Iamaleava, going right. there is not a game-changing deal. You're right. Everybody wants to see what they're paying him. But, Mike, think about the Big Ten. Oregon's better than you.
Right.
Michigan's better than you. Ohio State's better than you. Washington was better than you. Like, you start talking about, and then all those teams were in the Pac-12 before you made the move. I can't say USC is better than you because Lincoln Riley, you said it, hasn't really gotten the job done. But there's a Penn State's better than you. There's a ton of Big Ten teams.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That come before you even think about UCLA.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.